In today's news headlines, several leaders of wealthy nations met over the weekend in Biarritz, France, for the annual G7 meeting. President Donald Trump was among those who attended and continued to stir confusion about his trade war with China. According to the Washington Post, a summit of world leaders devolved into a confusing spectacle on Sunday when President Trump signaled regret for his trade war with China, only to have the White House reverse his position hours later. He said the Chinese authorities had called him twice to restart talks, but Chinese authorities denied making the calls. On Monday, this is what Trump said at a press briefing.
I do. I think they want to make a deal very badly. I think that was elevated last night, very late in the night. I see an alert, or you would call it breaking news. And it was that the vice chairman, we're not talking about somebody from China at a low level, the vice chairman of China came out that he wants to see a deal made. He wants it to be made under calm conditions, using the word calm. I agree with him on that.
That's Trump at the G7 meeting discussing his trade war with China. Meanwhile, on Sunday, Trump aides spoke on Sunday talk shows to explain what the president meant when he said last week that he was ordering U.S. companies to leave China. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said, "I think what he was saying is he's ordering companies to start looking. He wants to make sure, to the extent that we are in an extended trade war, that companies don't have these issues and move out of China." According to the Wall Street Journal, Trump thinks he, quote, could theoretically force U.S. companies to leave China by invoking a law known as the International Emergency Economic Powers Act of 1977. Meanwhile, the U.S. and Japan announced that they had reached a trade deal in principle at the G7. In other news from the G7 meeting, the Trump administration was blindsided with a surprise appearance of Iranian Foreign Minister Javad Zarif. France, which is hosting the meeting, had invited Mr. Zarif in the hopes of reviving the Obama-era nuclear agreement between the U.S., Europe, and Iran. The Trump administration had just last month imposed sanctions on Mr. Zarif. Trump denied being caught off guard by Zarif's presence and even suggested that he may meet with Iranian President Hassan Rouhani in the coming weeks. Also at the G7 meeting on Saturday, President Trump threw the meeting into disarray by insisting that the G7 group readmit Russia into its ranks. Member nations had kicked Russia out some years ago after its annexation of Crimea. While Trump was busy at the G7, he apparently did not have time to attend the talks on the climate, oceans, and biodiversity on Monday. Although Trump was scheduled to attend and indicated that he wants clean air and water, he did not make it to the meeting. Meanwhile, G7 leaders agreed on an aid package for Brazil to help fight the raging fires in the Amazon rainforest. The package, which was championed by French President Emmanuel Macron, would include $20 million and a longer-term initiative to protect the forest. But according to the Guardian newspaper, quote, it was unclear on Monday evening whether the Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro would cooperate with the plan. He sent out a string of tweets within minutes of the G7 announcement, criticizing Macron for treating Brazil as if it were a colony or a no man's land. While at the G7, Trump did find the time to advertise his resort in Doral, Florida, as the possible site of next year's meeting. A reporter asked him how he would counter criticism that he was trying to profit off of his presidency, to which Trump replied with an endorsement of his resort.
What reassurances, if any, can you give the American people that you are not looking to profit off the presidency?
Doral happens to be within Miami. It's a city. It's a wonderful place. It's a very, very successful area of Florida. It's very importantly only 5 minutes from the airport. The airport's right next door. It's a big international airport, one of the biggest in the world. Everybody that's coming, all of these people with all of their big entourages.
That's President Trump plugging his own resort as the site of next year's G7 meeting. Meanwhile, French activists led a massive protest over the weekend as a continuation of the so-called Yellow Vests movement and demanding climate action. The protests were directed at the G7 as well as at French President Macron. Activists have seized official portraits of Macron from government buildings around the country and held up the framed photos upside down as they marched.
C'est un crime contre l'humanité. de la biodiversité.
Those are protests that took place in France aimed at the G7 meeting. According to The Guardian, when the G7 summit opened on Saturday, more than 9,000 protesters joined a peaceful anti-G7 march across a bridge linking France and Spain. But later in the day, police used tear gas and water cannon to break up protests in Bayonne, where hundreds of demonstrators chanting anti-capitalist slogans were blocked from reaching the city center. By Saturday evening, 68 people had been arrested, 38 of whom were taken into custody, authorities said. Here in the U.S., Senator Bernie Sanders held a major rally in Louisville, Kentucky, as part of his presidential campaign. He called out Kentucky Senator and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell for being an obstructionist.
I say here in Kentucky to Senator McConnell, stop blocking legislation from coming to the floor of the Senate. Now, if you want to, Senator McConnell, you can vote against that legislation. But we live in a democracy. The Senate is entitled to a debate, and the American people are entitled to know how you vote. Stop your cowardice.
That's Senator Sanders on Saturday in Louisville, Kentucky. Sanders also addressed struggling coal miners in Kentucky.
For decades, coal miners have seen their pensions cut. They have seen their health care benefits slashed. They have seen their jobs disappear. They have developed black lung disease, and they have seen their communities destroyed by CEOs who don't give a damn about anything except their short-term profits.
Sanders went on to say, workers in the fossil fuel industry are not my enemy. Climate change is our enemy. Sanders has been supporting striking coal miners in Harlan County, Kentucky, and has chastised Mr. McConnell for ignoring them. Tropical storm Dorian is heading toward the Caribbean and Puerto Rico in particular, with many fearing that it could turn into a Category 1 hurricane by landfall. Meanwhile, Axios reported that President Trump, quote, has suggested multiple times to senior Homeland Security and national security officials that they explore using nuclear bombs to stop hurricanes from hitting the United States. Trump has denied the allegations. Iran is accusing Israel of attacking its forces in three countries over the weekend, Lebanon, Syria, and Iraq. There are reports that Israel has used unmanned drones in all three countries to target Iranian forces. And an appeals court has cleared the way for a case against a military contractor involved in the torture and imprisonment of prisoners at Iraq's notorious Abu Ghraib prison during the height of the U.S. war. Finally, an estimated 200,000 Rohingya Muslim refugees marched on Genocide Day in Sunday at the camps in Bangladesh where they have spent the last 2 years. United Nations officials joined the refugees in their march to call attention to the mass ethnic cleansing they have faced in their homeland of Myanmar. And that does it for our news headlines today.